Welcome back to the Profit Your Knowledge podcast. Today's guest is Veronica Wildova. She is a former singer, songwriter, and project manager in a software company. This is what she used to do was IT. And then she finally left her job after trying to build a business and then it failed. And then she started a new business doing soul reading. So we're going to uncover this, like what that is exactly and how she's been able to build a business around this. And I think it's really cool because, you know, a lot of people think you have to be a marketing expert or something. It's very like analytical or something with finances to like be successful, which isn't true. So Veronica's, her business is very heart-centered, and that's the word that she likes to use for sure. And it just matches it perfectly. So you can build a business having something like this. So hopefully Veronica's story can inspire you to do something similar in your own way. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. And thank you, James, for having me today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for hanging out. I'd love to hear a bit about your story. You had a failed business and you were doing IT, and then you said, I'm going to try it again. And you did it again and then got to where you are today. So tell me the story. What made you want to start that first business and become an entrepreneur instead of just staying in IT? Because you're probably making good money, had good benefits, all that stuff. Why ruin it? Why get rid of all that and start something totally different? And then, what's the story of you getting to where you are today?
Well, that's a really amazing question. And thank you for that, because it wasn't easy journey for me. But at the beginning, it all looked like easy journey. I was in a software company, international software company. We had like millions of customers all around the world. And to me, IT world felt just easy. And I thought that if I start my online business, it would feel easy as well. And back then, I received all those strategies, all those ads about strategy on Facebook and Instagram, all those coaches telling me like, hey, it's super easy, you will earn millions in no time, and you will just use this strategy or that strategy. I didn't have any experience, so I followed them all. I was building my own website for half of the year, kind of recording my first online course. I didn't even know what I wanted to talk about for real, but I was like, I'm going to have a business. So I was recording what I knew about back then, which was some healing modalities on self-love and spiritual meditations and so on. But my first purpose of building the business was, okay, I want to earn money and I want to not leave my job exactly, but I want to have more freedom in my life. So that was the first purpose. And I invested a lot of money into this. I didn't have much because I had my mortgage and my dog and everything.
Big expense. The puppy. Gotta take care of him.
Exactly. And I didn't have that much money to spare every month, but I spent it all on Facebook ads and strategies and marketing agency. And after several months, I think it was a year of trying to start my first marketing funnel, I realized nobody is buying it because I didn't feel really connected to it. I didn't feel connected to my audience, to my mission, to my message. And it all felt somehow difficult to run. So I got into the point of being totally desperate, and I realized I don't have any more money to spend on developing the business, and I didn't know what to do. And I think it was in the middle of lockdown when we couldn't leave the flat for more than 500 meters away. Mm-hmm. So I was crying in a dog park close to my apartment, and I was praying to my guiding team, like, hey guys, okay, so what is wrong here? What am I not getting? Why this all just sucks? And I feel like such a failure. And then I felt like this loving message or this loving feeling in my heart, Veronica, you should connect people with their soul. And back then I didn't know what it means, but luckily I had enough energy and courage to try. So I tried, and I had many friends who were willing to try as well. So at the first several sessions, I didn't receive any message. And again, I felt like a failure, but over time I practiced my intuition I recorded another online course focused more on soul reading and soul connection. And this online course, it took me another 6 to 8 months, you know, to again build everything and change the audience, change the topic, change the website and all. But then at the same point, I first changed the job. I got into another IT job, but it was so demanding and so stressful that I was like, okay, now I'm going to do it for real. And at the same month, I started my new Facebook ads and Instagram ads, and I was leaving the job and I was like, okay, for next month, either I'm going to be an entrepreneur or I will have to get another job. And the month started and my ads started to be successful and people were signing for my course, and I felt really connected the second time I tried, and I could feel that the people were really happy about my online course and about my message. And that was the month when I started to be successful. It took another year to get to the point when I earned more money than in IT. I still earned less the first year, but I endured, and today I'm really happy that I did all that.
Yeah. Wow. No, it's so cool. Well, it's like, yeah, you weren't happy doing the job that you were doing before. And even if you make maybe not as much money, whatever, mm-hmm. like you're enjoying the work you're doing, and it takes work. I mean, it's not easy to get to that point where you can take care of yourself. Like, I think that that's what people want. Like you said earlier, it was freedom and autonomy. We want to be able to do what we want, you know, when we want. And even, you know, full disclosure for anyone listening is that even when you build a business like this, where it's something you're dreaming of, if you're sitting at a job or on your commute right now, like, oh, I wish I could do something like what James and Veronica do and share their knowledge online or something like that and coach people, it's still going to be work. There's days where I see a bunch of calls lined up because people signed up to work with me, and it's like a full day of back-to-back calls, you know, helping my clients. And it's fun for me and it's exciting and I love it to work with them, but still it's like, oh man, like it's still work, you know, and like taking care of them, making sure that they are successful. But even making content too, like even when you're taking breaks or you have time, it's like you still do have to make content and show up, like a YouTube channel. Veronica has a great YouTube channel too. I was checking that out earlier. And that still takes work to show up. You know, you got to get ready and then film it and all that. So no matter what, it's still work, but it's way more fun than sitting in a job that isn't feeling fulfilling, like IT for you, Veronica, or construction work for me.
Oh, that's cool. So you were in construction before.
Yeah. And then I left, and this is actually a great, you know, kind of topic, to talk about with you about, because a big thing with soul reading before we hit record was you're really big on, you know, listening to your intuition basically and the signals that we get, correct?
Yes.
So that was huge for me because I was in construction work. I left, started life coaching. Then I moved to productivity, and then I pivoted to Profit Your Knowledge Now after I got more chops and I learned more. And this is what I always wanted to do, but I didn't have the chops back in the day to back it up, the belief that I could do it, because I felt like a fraud, you know, if I did that. Even when I started doing it, I had a lot of imposter syndrome. But it's like, I started helping more people and really getting them results. And that's what gave me more confidence to be like, now I can really live into this. And then things just started happening. It's crazy when you're really in alignment, like how things start working. So tell me a little bit about your kind of journey with that. You know, I mean, you went out and looking at the stars or out in the sky in the park, just like, give me a sign. What do I need to do? And they were like, help people with, you know, their soul and soul reading and stuff like that. What advice would you give to someone who is like wanting to tap into their intuition more? Cause it's kind of hard to learn at first, but then when you start getting used to it, it's a bit better. So what advice would you have for that person?
So back then I also received really great advice from really successful manager of bands, because I used to be in music industry and I wanted to be a pop star. And I had my band back then, but also all the shows were canceled because of the lockdown. So the advice was just spend 1 week being completely authentic and be truthful, really honest with yourself, what you actually want. because I also got to the point in music industry when I was really successful. I was meeting people I wanted. I had shows I wanted, but the inspiration just didn't flow. I think the best advice I can give anybody at the beginning of the journey is, do you actually see yourself in the dream you are building? Does it really feel true to your core? Because I was building spiritual business, or I thought I was building spiritual business, but when it failed, I could feel that I wasn't completely honest with myself. I was building a strategy or a funnel or a marketing journey, but I wasn't really building what I wanted, what I really felt like this is myself. And I guess this point when I felt really desperate and I felt like everything was failing and I don't have any money, and it was actually the door from the universe like, hey, Veronica, you are allowed to leave this not authentic way of yourself, and here is your door. You can try again and just feel what is really true for you. And connecting,
with that, no, you're good. I'm curious, like, in working with people in terms of this stuff, because I was a spiritual life coach when I first started. So I studied, that's where I really learned about my intuition and was intentional with it, and listening and paying attention to my gut feeling and signs that, you know, you hear the voice in your head of like, go talk to that person. You're like, why would I do that? And then you go talk to them and it's like, oh, because now I get to go speak in front of 100 people because I met this person. We just chatted and had a conversation. Like, it's crazy stuff like that that happens. But why do you think people struggle so much to listen to their intuition? Why do you think that we doubt it so much?
Well, I don't know how is it in your country, because I was only on Rhode Island and in New York, and I think it's a little bit different world. But I feel that we are all conditioned to certain set of values in a society. And here, it was always following the rules, following what society feels is the best. And I think in our own bodies, we have so many conflicting messages. Some parts of our bodies are like, hey, you should follow your ancestry line and be like your grandma because she knew the best. And some parts of our brain are like, hey, but this guy on podcast is really successful, so I should follow his journey because I want to feel like, I want to be like him. And this is all going on together. So I think for us it's hard, because our real voice actually emerges in silence. It doesn't emerge when we are around other influences, other people, or with our mentors. Sometimes it does, but it actually, for me, the strongest voice of intuition always came up when I sat in silence in nature or in my flat. It didn't really matter, but I allowed myself to still the thoughts in my head and still the fears and still the stress. And I would sit in silence and I was waiting for spirit to talk. And actually this feeling of being calm and being still brought me to leave the IT world, because I believe that if I will keep on meditating and listening to this silence, I can do whatever. It will eventually be okay.
So yeah, in silence, that's where this voice really comes through. I've heard, and I believe this, but what I was taught, you know, in my spiritual life coaching days, was that the voice of your like real truth is very calm and consistent, and it has a consistent message. And it's like, you know, that's the truth, but we'll get scared that that's the truth because it's different, or it's something that we maybe feel like we shouldn't do because other people told us that we shouldn't, because maybe they had a bad experience or something. But like an example for me was like offering a guarantee to people, like a money back guarantee, because I got burned by so many coaches, and it was like, I have thousands of dollars and I'm stuck here. And I had this intuition, like feeling of like, offer a guarantee. And it was that, you know, with like premium coaching. And I'm like, oh, but that's scary. Like, what if people ask for their money back? And I've had to refund someone before. But most people, like, they're really happy with my coaching because it forces me to give them a great result. You know, I've kind of like changed different things, but even having a guarantee of working with someone until they get a result. Cause before that I was always taught like 3 months is your package or 6 months is your package and that's it. And it's like, I don't know, you can kind of play with it. You can change up this business the way that you want it and that you think works for you. If it's like we always taught 3 to 6 month coaching packages or 1 year weekly calls. And I still do weekly calls. I enjoy it, but sometimes it's bi-weekly with people because that's just what helps them. And I'm fully customizable with my coaching. But like, I know some people they'd rather do 1 month coaching calls, a 90-minute call once per month. And then they get like Voxer access in between calls. But I just think it's cool that, you know, we're, like you said, we're taught all these different things and that we feel like we have to confine to that when the reality is that you can build your business however you want, as long as you're, you know, helping people. That's really what it comes down to. So that was an example for me. And it was like, it was scary because I'm doing what is the opposite of what I was told by people. But when I did it, I ended up having more success.
Yeah. And I think it's such a great story. And I believe it resonates with so many people. And the voice of your soul is always kind and loving and compassionate. It leads you to the place where you feel liberated and you feel more yourself. And you feel like you don't have to bend for somebody or you don't have to be in stress for somebody, whether the voice of your head or your ego is always like, yeah, you have just only one direction, you need to follow this direction, otherwise you will be bad. And it kind of makes you feel contracted and smaller and less powerful. So I think that's the way you can always recognize whether it's voice of your soul or your spirit or your higher self or your head.
So I want to hear a little bit more, you know, going back to your story, you started this business. What was the difference from the first business compared to the second one? Because they sound like they were both pretty like spiritually involved, but I know your headspace was in more of like, got to build a funnel strategy marketing in the first time. I like to unpack this a bit more about, the thought process. So what was the difference between that first attempt at your starting your business compared to the second one where you saw more success?
I think this is going to be different for everybody, but for me this was like, I felt that if I will follow my heart and I will include it in the process, that for me the real journey was about really sitting with people and make them feel as connected to their idea of soul or divine as possible. Whether before it was just recording meditation for self-love or, and it still works, it's still beautiful, but this was more about coming out as a spiritual person, coming out as a channel and person who is in deep connection with her faith and so on. And here in my country, it's not that popular to be this deeply rooted in faith. That was one part of it. And the other part was that I offered my coaching for free for the first many sessions. And I was training my intuition on those free sessions. I was just connecting to the field of the other person through the highest truth and highest love. And I would be receiving messages and I was training myself in receiving those messages. So actually, the second part was more about individual work and listening to the energy of actual people and then translating this energy to words which help them to feel more connected to themselves. So and it started to be successful because people kept recommending me to each other. I think I used different messaging. I was very honest with that I was just starting with it. And I think it took like 2 months for me to start asking more money for my sessions and starting seeing more stuff. And I could feel my intuitive gift blossoming. I could see that I am receiving more messages about past lives and soul purpose. And people really loved that. So that was different. I could feel more love and they could feel more love. And that was, I think that was it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I'd love to hear a little bit more about how you got the ball rolling this second time when it was successful. Obviously, you felt more in alignment with what you were doing because you were being authentic and just honest of like, here's where I'm at. This is the kind of impact that I want to make, kind of people I want to help. And you said you were coaching people for free. Were these just like family members and friends, or where did you connect with these people? And then how did you kind of lead that to finally saying like, I'm going to charge money for this?
Yeah, well, I think the main thing was that I was myself struggling with a lot of depression and anxiety since I was 15. So I already was familiar with a lot of healing modalities. And I knew many people from those healing modalities who were willing to try for free. So I asked them to be my guinea pigs at the beginning. Then I started to use Facebook ads, and everybody kept saying, like, you cannot do Facebook ads targeted at selling at the first point of contact. You have to offer something for free, then you have to have a mailing sequence, and then you have to have, I don't know, like TikTok or whatever. And I was so overwhelmed with that I was like, no, I'm going just to use the message I believe in, and I'm going to use one simple landing page offering my online course for soul reading, and I'm going to charge less money than I would like to at the first, just to try it out, to test it out, like what it does. In first month, just 50, I think it was like 50 courses sold for those money. And I was so surprised that I'm actually earning money.
Are you making more than what you were spending on your advertisement?
Definitely, like much more. It was for the first time in my life. And also after, I think like 3 months later, it wasn't this way. It was a really, really like happy month and lucky month. And the other month too, that I was sending ads targeted to direct selling. It was successful because I guess the money was low, the price was quite low for what was offering.
The price point? I'm just curious.
I think it could be like $60 for the online course, which
like
took
was like 60?
Yes, 60. $60 for online course, which was I think it's like 6 lessons, but every lesson contains 2 to 3 meditations.
Sure.
And quite long, extensive knowledge on how to connect with your soul, what are the Akashic records and past lives, and how to clear it with your own energy. And I guess I already had experience from the soul reading, and I knew how it feels when you are connected with your soul. And I could translate this feeling to the message in ads. So it was, for me, it was easy to connect with the right audience because I could already feel it in my heart, how it feels for them when they really connect. I think no matter what you do, if you are a sexual body worker or you want to repair dogs' houses, if you are passionate about it, you can feel into what your customer wants. You know how you help people. You know what is your greatest joy in helping people. And some parts of it might not feel as joyful as you would like, but there is some point where you are like, yes, this is why I am doing this. I so much love fixing dogs' houses, and I would like to have a YouTube channel about it. And I think your customers can feel this passion, this real attunement into what you are doing. And I think this is what sells the best, at least for me.
Oh, no, it's great. It's crazy because, when I went through a lot of ups and downs myself, you know, and when I've gotten really just in alignment with something of like, this just feels right, then my energy is different when I talk with people about it or they see the content. And then success follows. And it's really crazy, just the energy exchange. I mean, we like to do things that feel good and pursue things that feel good. And that's whether someone's buying something or, you know, we're doing something in general, it doesn't matter. It's it's both ways. So I think, yeah, and it's the law of reciprocity. Like, there's a great song by Ziggy Marley, Bob Marley's son, or one of his sons, and it's called, oh my gosh, hold on, I'm gonna find it. Ziggy Marley, True to Myself, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Really good song, good vibes. But in it, he has a line where he says, I can't make you happy unless I am. And yeah. I feel like that's kind of the same message here. It's like, because it's making you happy, it's feeling good for you, and you're like communicating the value, obviously, but like, it's your energy. And that's like, I have my own enrollment coach, you know, who's helped me with sales calls and stuff like that. And that's what he hits home on us all the time. He's like, your energy. He talks about how you can have two different people who have equal like skill sets, you know, and have the same exact sales script or whatever, and he'll write out the perfect script, and one will have way more success than the other because they understand energy, and it's so important. So being able to do that scale with YouTube videos or ads and stuff, that's where the rubber meets the road. How much were you spending, you know, per day on your advertisement? Because I know ads can be really overwhelming for people. I know it has been for me, and I've hired ad agencies and lost a ton of money.
Because you
invested in different courses and programs, and then you started just being like, I'm going to take everything I've learned and just kind of throw this up. So it was like Facebook ad, and it went straight to the landing, to the sales page, right, for this $60 product. The ad like a video ad, or was it just a written copy ad? And yeah, how much were you spending?
So I also, because I grew up in IT, I also visited many courses on how to build ads and funnels. So this funnel was actually like my fifth version of it. I always thought that it takes such an effort to build perfectly structured funnel, but this funnel was just my expression of fuck it, I'm going to say it how I feel it. And so I was spending around $500 per month on ads, which wasn't, you know, but also my country is really small.
We have like locally in your area.
Yeah, I do it in my greatest success so far comes from targeting my ads on Czech Republic and Slovakia. Czech Republic has like 10 million people, but here I am making much more than in IT, and in IT I was earning above average. So this year I am trying my ads in Australia and the United States. But for me, it's always about connection. So right now I'm testing my ads, but when I don't see that they are successful or they are as visible as here, I am not like, okay, what is wrong with my strategy? I go inside, I go into my body, into my energy, and I ask, okay, how can I make this more aligned? So, like, which part of me doesn't believe in this, or like, is there something I can improve or surrender, or I can create differently with more heart or something. So this is my my greatest strategy now. Nice. It's working on myself.
Scenes right here. You don't look outward, you look inward when things aren't working. And I think that's really good, exactly. Because sometimes we feel like we're doing everything. And yeah, you had a great question of like, what part of me doesn't believe in this or that this is possible? And you're like telling yourself the story that this is what I need to do. And then you look inward, go to a park, walk your dog or your cat, whatever it is, I don't know. And then get somewhere quiet. And I think it's good to ask those questions of, like you said, like what's scaring me about this that's stopping me from actually moving forward? Questions like that. And then answers will come up. I mean, our brains can't ask a question or think a question and not come up with some sort of answer. So it's really about not finding the answers. It's finding the right kind of questions that we can ask, because every question you ask, your brain will create an answer. It's like, it's designed that way to solve problems. Question, introduce a new problem. Now it has to solve it. So asking better questions like that, I think that's huge.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that, because it's exactly this way. And I used to be so afraid of selling. When I had my part-time jobs and I was supposed to sell something, I was so afraid. I felt like I'm killing people when I'm trying to sell them something, and I had to work with myself on so many layers of that. And then I was afraid of being successful and being seen and being judged and all that, because as a musician, I received also a lot of judgment. So at the beginning, I had to work on a lot of inner stuff to be really able to trust myself to the point where I stepped on the Facebook stage and I said, "Hey, I am Soul Reader. Who wants my services?" And right now, I don't really care. I started teaching light language, which is really, really spiritual, and for mainstream, it's really weird. But I don't mind talking in light language because I don't care anymore. I just love my job so much. I like teaching about all that stuff about galactic memories and stuff. And if people don't resonate with it, they just don't. And it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I love it. I love the confidence. It's beautiful. And it's doing everything we talked about in this episode. Veronica, we're going to come in for a landing here. I know it's late for you too. But where can people learn more about you, get connected?
Yeah, I think the best way is to go on my YouTube channel called Veronica Soul Reader. There you will find playlists with videos in English where I talk about soul connection. You can try for yourself some meditations there. And if you like it, I have my website there as well. So
awesome. Cool. We'll put links down in the description. For the listener, we talked a lot about some in-depth stuff, and obviously Veronica will go way more in-depth if you look at her YouTube channel. Heads up, not every video is in English, just so you know. But she has some that are in English. But I think the biggest thing, you know, kind of reminder for me and takeaway from all this is just the importance of listening inside. And I think that last little bit that Veronica shared of like, it's not the strategy per se, it's something that you're having some sort of block related to this message, and that's why it's not working. Because if you can look at it and you just like everything feels on target and it's like really in alignment, it's like there's no tension, then things start working and there's a lot of flow that comes into that. So I encourage you with whatever you have related to, you know, what you're doing, if you're doing the strategies, doing all the things, ask yourself those questions like, what's scaring me about actually doing this? Why is this not working for me? Not even why, I think what or how questions is better. But what is it about this that's causing resistance for me? Or what is it that's making it not work? And questions like that, and kind of exploring that and just being really in tune with what you think and feel and just listening inside. So that's kind of the message that I'd love someone to take away, is just look inside rather than looking outside all the time. There's a time and place, but oftentimes the answer is already inside of you. So the biggest thing is that you do something, you go on the walk, you actually listen, you know, you ask yourself these questions. Action and implementation is your only superpower. So take what you learned here, get out there, make something happen. We will see you in the next one.